Hi, I'm Vernon Joins, and our lesson at this time will be about the wicked are like the troubled sea. There are many things in the Bible that God compares man and his life to, but the prophet paints a graphic picture of the wicked in Isaiah 57, verses 20 and 21. The wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, for the wicked. A stormy, restless, raging, and charging sea, and it changes constantly. That's the condition of sinful men. They're described by Peter uttering great swelling words of vanity, promising them liberty while they themselves are bondservants of corruption. 2 Peter 2, verses 18 and 19. They make claims of happiness, security, and peace, but the wicked have no real peace. As we look at society today, we ought to be reminded of the Lord's compassion. He came forth and saw a great multitude, and he had compassion on them, because they were as sheep, not having a shepherd. In Mark 6 and verse 34, when people turn from God to live in sin, they're like the troubled sea in many respects. First of all, the wicked have no compass of direction. Man needs direction for this life. Without God, man has none. God said, "Let me make man in our image," let us, rather, "in our image, after our likeness," in Genesis 1 and verse 26. What is man's purpose? That they should seek God is one of the things that's stated. Another is, fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. From Acts 17:27 and Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 13. Now, a mariner would be in deep trouble trying to sail the seas without a compass. And man is in trouble to sail the seas of life without the direction of God for his life. The way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps. Jeremiah 10 and verse 23. When man sinned in Eden, God drove him out of his presence. And God will not abide where sin is, as it is written. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. Isaiah 59 verses 1 and 2. Because we have all sinned, Romans 3:23, and 1 John 1, 8 and 10, we have separated ourselves from God. Now, God didn't separate himself from us, we separated ourselves from him. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, in John 3 and verse 16. He died for us, Hebrews 2:9, to make possible our salvation in him, whom God set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son. We who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. These readings come from Romans 3:25 and also 5 and 9 and 10, and then again from 6 and verse 3. Being thus cleansed by his blood, we have the compass that we need to get us through this life. And we need that desperately because he provides the right direction for our lives. Now, the wicked have no peaceful haven. When sailors are beset by storms, while they or their ships cannot handle them, they look for a peaceful haven. Because sin invariably brings trouble. The wicked look for a haven, but in vain. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9:6. For true peace is possible only in him. Paul wrote, "He is our peace, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, and so making peace." Ephesians 2:14 and 15. He told the apostles, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, in John 14 and verse 27. Christ and his gospel are to provide for us the security and peace which all men crave, that we no longer be children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, but speaking truth in love, may grow up in all things in him who is the head, even Christ. Ephesians 4, 14 and 15. No more trouble see when we put our trust in him and live for him. That's not enough just to trust in him. We must obey and live for him. Instead, we are assured the peace of God which passeth all understanding. In Philippians 4 and verse 7. Now the Prince of Peace not only wants us to have inner peace, but foremost in his mission on earth was to make possible man's peace with God. That is the reason for his death, even the death of the cross, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Being therefore justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians 1:20 and Romans 5:1. When one comes to God through Christ, John 14:6, the Lord promises, "Lo, I am with you always." And again he says, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Matthew 28:20 and Hebrews 13 and verse 5. For those who continue in sin, thus rejecting Christ, there can never be peace with God and with oneself. There is no peace for the wicked, Isaiah 57 and verse 21. But Jesus Christ is our haven of rest. The wicked have no anchor for the soul. The ship driven by the storm needs a firm place to be anchored, so that it will not be tossed to and fro anymore, able to withstand the buffeting of the storm. So it is in life with each of us. Trouble is sure, trials are certain. But God gives us assurance that we may have strong encouragement who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor for the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast. Hebrews 6, 18 and 19. Now, that is the anchor that we need in life. Jesus died for us to become our sacrifice for sin. And he was raised from the dead to give us hope. For he said, "Blessed be God, who begat us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, unto an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you." In 1 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4. Life will end on this earth for each one of us. It won't continue forever here. And we can tell that by observation, if we didn't even know what the Bible says. But it is appointed unto men once to die, and after that to judgment, Hebrews 9 and verse 27. He said, "But we know that if the earth, the house of our tabernacle, be dissolved, for we have a building of God, and a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." 2 Corinthians 5:1. When problems arise, and they will, the wicked are like the troubled sea. But Christians have hope, which is an anchor for the soul. Now, in the midst of problems, Paul wrote, "Having the desire to depart and be with Christ, which is very far better," Philippians 1 and verse 23. As our trials come, we need to remind ourselves again of the promises in Romans 8:18, when he said, "I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us." Later in the same chapter, in verse 37, he said, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." Yes, the wicked are like the troubled sea. There can never be rest, there can never be peace for any who rejects God's will. But Christ is our peace, Ephesians 2:14, and he offers us the safety of his eternal rest, John 14, verses 1 through 3. in Hebrews 4, 1 through 11, when we will heed the words that Christ uttered, when he said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest," in Matthew 11 and verse 28, we can say with Paul, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me," in Philippians 4 and verse 13. And as the scripture says, the troubled sea cannot really harm the followers of Christ. We're safe. We have a safe haven, and we have a place of rest that is prepared for us. And now, let us prepare to enter into that rest.